Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Every now and then you hear stories about people who got fired for weird reasons. And they fought to get their jobs back, and they failed. But in fighting to get their jobs back, it brought more attention to why they'd been fired, which makes it even more comical when you hear about it. So from the Los Angeles Times, in a story a lot of people sent me, Kevin Rector wrote the story. Court upholds firing of LAPD officers who ignored robbery to play Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. Now, I don't play Pokemon. I'm vaguely familiar with it. But a California appeals court has upheld the dismissal of the two Los Angeles cops who were caught playing Pokemon Go instead of responding to a robbery at a mall in 2017. The California Court of Appeal, in its ruling Friday, affirmed the lower court decision that the Los Angeles Police Department's decision to fire the two officers was justified. And in that, they rejected the claim by the officers the department had improperly used a digital in-car video recording of their private conversations. They made the argument that when we're in our squad car talking amongst ourselves, that's private, despite the fact we're in a company car on company time. So, and they also argued that they were improperly subjected to questioning about their actions by a supervisor without legal or labor representation present. And, you know, that's the whole thing, is that at what point are you entitled to an attorney? And the question, of course, is if they start questioning you about what you're doing on company time, do they have to provide you an attorney to do that? This decision is the latest in a years-old case that drew outrage from police officials. It led to unanimous verdicts by administrative panels that the officers should be fired, and then slowly made its way through the court system as the officers waged a legal battle to overturn their terminations and get their jobs back. Now, the attorney for the officers said they are obviously disappointed in the ruling and were considering how to proceed. Of course, the next step would be to take this to the California Supreme Court. A city attorney did not respond to requests for comment. The incident happened in April of 2017 when the two were assigned to a foot beat patrol in the Crenshaw area, and there were more calls than police cars available to respond. When a call for a robbery in progress with multiple suspects at the Crenshaw Mall came in, a captain in the area responded, but these two, who were also in the area, did not, raising questions as to their whereabouts from their supervisor. The supervisor radioed the two to see whether they could respond to the mall, but got no response. Later, he questioned the two about the incident, and they said they had been in a park with loud music, engaging with community members, and hadn't heard the radio call. So they basically say, look, we were doing some PR work. We're in the park, engaging with the community, where we're trying to, you know, soften the tensions here. We're trying to get along with everybody, you know? So the supervisor, who was still uneasy about the incident the next day, decided to review the in-car video from the two officers' vehicle to see what was going on. From that, he determined the officers had heard the radio call, discussed it, and decided not to respond. And here's the quote, "Aw, screw it," one of them says, according to court records, allegedly. A subsequent internal affairs investigation revealed the officers were instead playing Pokemon Go at the time. The game uses geolocation technology to prompt players to look for Pokemon creatures within their actual physical surroundings and then capture them. The in-car video showed that 5 minutes after the one guy said, screw it, somebody alerted one of them that a specific Pokemon character known as Snorlax was projected as being nearby in the game. The video then showed the officers discussing Pokemon for the next 20 minutes as they drove to different locations where the virtual creatures apparently appeared on their mobile phones. Now, up until this point, I was not buying any of this. But now that I know it was a Snorlax, I agree with the cops. They should have abandoned their jobs to go looking because, as you know, the Snorlax, come on. The officers gave varying excuses for their actions, according to court records, including that the captain who had responded to the robbery had not requested backup. However, police officials nonetheless charged the officers with multiple counts of misconduct, including for failing to respond to a robbery in progress, making misleading statements to supervisors and investigators, and playing Pokemon Go while on patrol in their police vehicle. The officers pleaded guilty to not responding to the radio call, but not guilty to the other counts. They denied playing Pokemon Go, but admitted leaving their Footbeat to find the Snorlax. So, if you're not playing the game, why are you looking for the Snorlax? If I had a nickel for every time I've heard that phrase in my life. So, disciplinary boards that heard the cases against the officers in closed-door disciplinary hearings ruled unanimously against them, finding that they were disingenuous and deceitful in their remarks to investigators, and their decision to play the game while on duty violated the trust of the public and represented unprofessional, embarrassing behavior. And it's a waste of money. The community is paying you a salary to go out and do a job. And instead of doing a job, you're looking at a cell phone like a teenager playing a video game. The officers were fired in line with the recommendations of the boards, which prompted their legal challenge. And of course, on Friday, the appeals court found those challenges to be meritless. Court found the department's use of the in-car video justified and that it would be preposterous to require commanding officers and internal affairs investigators to ignore evidence of criminal or egregious misconduct simply because it was unintentionally captured in such recordings. Court also rejected the officers' claim their rights were violated when their supervisor questioned them without legal representation, finding those questions had been raised as part of the supervisor's normal course of work before the officer's misconduct was known or the internal investigation had begun. So when your boss simply asks you what happened, he doesn't have to say, oh, by the way, would you like to get an attorney for this? Meanwhile, the attorney for the officers on Monday said the officers still contend that the LAPD broke its own rules by using a recording of the officers' private conversations in their patrol car against them, and that they should not have been fired based on such private communications. The department did not adhere to its own rules. Do the ends justify the means? Yes. So, you know, this is one of those things. We often talk about wiretapping, eavesdropping, recording conversations, and so on. I've done so many videos on that, it's not even funny. And one of the things that people get hung up on is at what point is it wrong to record somebody's voice? But here, you've got police officers in a police car. They are the ones who are operating the car. They presumably know what's going on in it because they're in it. They're operating the car, and they should know that they're being recorded, okay? I mean, we've all seen the videos that are shot in police cars by now because they're all over YouTube. So they knew they were being recorded. They just kind of forgot about it, or they weren't paying attention to it. And now playing Pokemon Go on company time, I think you should be fired for that. I don't think it matters that they missed a call. The fact that they are on company time, they're being paid to do a job, and they're playing Pokemon Go instead. That right there should be a fireable offense. The fact that they skipped a call about a robbery in progress to play Pokemon Go, that's an even bigger problem. But personally, I think once they found out they hired police officers to play Pokemon Go, they should have been fired then. But I agree with most of you who are saying, Steve, that's too far. It probably is. But I do wonder about the maturity level of a police officer who is playing a game on his phone, hears a call come in, and ignores the call to continue playing the game. Now, again, I wasn't there, but it appears that the disciplinary boards think that's what happened. The courts think that's what happened. And it looks like the attorney is not even arguing about that. He says they're disappointed, obviously, but he says that they shouldn't have been ousted because of the way the rules were handled and the fact that they broke their own rules with respect to going after these guys. I don't see anywhere in here he says, oh, by the way, they weren't playing Pokemon Go. I didn't catch that in there. Now, maybe he wasn't asked that question, but that, of course, is the problem. So a cop who's on the job playing Pokemon Go, here's the call come in, robbery in progress, continues playing Pokemon Go. And there's two of them, two cops playing Pokemon Go. So crazy story, but they are both out of work right now. And many of you are halfway through a sentence, because you didn't know I was going to go here, about how cops do other stuff and don't get fired. So you hear cops doing crazy, crazy things and keeping their jobs. And here you got cops being fired for playing Pokemon Go. Some people are going to say, Steve, if those other cops can get away with the other stuff, these guys should get away with this. And I'd say, no. Flip it. These guys shouldn't get away with it. They shouldn't get away with it. So cops need to have discipline. And I get messages, by the way, from cops too. I correspond with police officers. And the police officers tell me, they say, Steve, we agree with you in that the bad cops give the good cops a bad name. And so there is obviously something about the blue wall of silence, or whatever you want to call it, how they do tend to stick together quite often. And quite often they'll protect somebody who's been singled out because of bad behavior. But a lot of police officers, I assure you this morning, are reading this story and saying, good, they should get fired. Yes, they should. So the question is about the other stuff that they do that they don't get fired for. But right now, I'll take this. So Los Angeles Times published it. Kevin Rector wrote it. Court upholds firing of LAPD officers ignored robbery to play Pokemon Go. Sent to me by Kevin, John, Neil, Don, Trocon, Madonna, Keith, Andrew, Simon, and James. Thanks a lot. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Lost a job as a stage designer. Left without making a scene.